This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show whatever you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to talk about credit card debt, Dome. We're going to open up with some Tim Walz talk, a little bit more Tim Walz talk here, because this stuff just freaking steams me to no end. I'm not going to go off like I did at the beginning of the first hour last night. If you listened last night, I'm sorry, I got a little bit upset at the opening of the show. It happens to time. It was a little upset, Chris. Anyway, I'm not going to do that again, so I've let that go. I've cooled off. The wife even told me when I got home, she said, you really need to relax. I was worried. I'm fine. Look how calm I am. I've never been more calm. But, man, there's stolen valor. And then there's what Tim Walz has done and said here. And I'm telling you, I think Democrats might have a real, real problem on their hands. This might have been a disastrous pick. They might even have to walk away from
Hope woke up like many of you did 5 weeks ago and Dad said, Dad, you're the only person I know who's in elected office. You need to stop what's happening with this. I'll take my kick in the butt for the NRA. I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. And I gave the money back. And I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment. But we can do background checks. We can do CDC research. We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states. And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
Weapons of war that I carried in war. But Tim Walz was never in war. And when Tim Walz's National Guard unit was getting ready to go to war, Tim Walz tucked his tail between his legs, retired promptly from the National Guard, and ran for Congress. Unless you're counting the streets of Minneapolis, Tim Walz has never been in a war zone. And the reason I'm bringing this up, I'm not actually going to go off on the stolen valor thing again. Tim Walz is now getting asked about this from mainstream reporters. We're talking the ABCs, CBS, NBCs of the world. They're confronting him on his stolen valor. I carried a weapon of war in war. Why didn't you deploy your National Guard unit? A bunch of guys from his National Guard unit are blasting him and have blasted him publicly for running out on them. And the reason I say this might become a gigantic problem for the Democrat Party is this, and this is something we've talked about before. The Democrat Party has a patriotism problem when it comes to the voters. This is what I mean. Democrats hate America. We've talked about that before. There's a reason Democrats don't even fly the American flag. They don't even fly it at their own convention. There's a reason when you hear them campaign, no matter where they're campaigning, Congress, Senate, President, every part of the platform is America sucks. You've been done wrong. This country sucks, doesn't it? It's always sucked for you here. This sucks. That's how they campaign. Because they're communists, it's the religion of the malcontent, they campaign on open hatred of the United States of America. That's what they believe. It's how they campaign. But they have to be very, very careful about how overt they are about American hatred, because there are a bunch of older Democrats, maybe you're one of them listening to the sound of my voice, who love the country, maybe even fought for the country. And maybe you're a Democrat because your dad was, or you are or were a union guy, and that you've always felt Democrats were more friendly to unions than Republicans. But there are Democrats, especially older ones, who do not hate the United States of America. And while they may not become registered Republicans, they would stop voting for Democrats if they woke up and realized how much Democrats do hate the United States of America. So you take a guy like Tim Walz with his 24 years in the National Guard and you run him. Democrats love to do that. They love military mascots, because what military mascots like Tim Walz do is they kind of pour a little bit of cold water on that America hatred image. You know, they know they hate America. That's what they're selling to their base. They hate America. But you get a guy like Tim Walz, So the older Democrat can talk himself into, well, I mean, they don't hate America. I love America and I don't hate it. And see, Tim Walz served. But what if the military mascot, Tim Walz, what if that goes from a benefit to a huge negative? If you go from having a military mascot to having a coward and someone who runs out on his unit the second combat comes along, well, now your military mascot only encourages, it only amplifies, I should say, the image that Democrats hate the United States of America. Tim Walz being in this race, he might hurt a lot more than he helps because this stolen valor stuff is real. And yes, please, Chris, play me that Clint Webb thing. Remember, Chris brought it up because there's a little part of this little comedy skit. It's from The Whitest Kids You Know. I've played it many times before. It's the most hilarious and honest parody of a political ad. And there's a little part of this thing, you'll hear it, that it's just, it was written for Tim Walz.
Hi, I'm Clint Webb, and I'm running for Senate. I have a short cropped haircut, a pretty enough yet accessible looking wife, and a newborn baby that I've dressed in a suit to prove to you that I mean business. For the last 15 years, I've lived my life in such a bland, uncontroversial, and repressed manner that it's almost unnatural. Why? Because I've been preparing to be your representative since I was a child. Most well-adjusted, sane men would be hesitant to take a job where their decisions would so drastically affect the lives of so many. But not me. I possess a sort of sociopathic narcissism that makes me think that I should be in charge of everyone. But all of that needs to start here at home, in this beautiful state that I've grown to love since I moved here 18 months ago. Together, we can piggyback some of our state's legitimate needs onto my unquenchable lust for self-glorification. And that's a promise. Oh, and one more thing. I have a dog. I enlisted in the military for the minimum amount of time in a position that would never see combat. Why? Well, because it would help me be your senator. I don't make friends. I make acquaintances.
All of my motives are ulterior. I'm self-involved to the point of psychosis. My soul is terrifying.
And that's leadership. So this November, let's send Washington a message.
And what is that message? Hey. Me.
Tim Walz for vice president. I enlisted in a position in the military that would never see combat. Why? Because I knew it would help me become your vice president. I'm Tim Walz. In fact, as soon as combat came around, I bailed. And now this story is getting legs. And I think Democrats may have made a horrible decision. Because between now and Election Day, they will do everything they can do to try to lessen that America hatred image. Tim Walz being a dirty coward, it only amplifies it. Jay Steele, I'll come right out and ask, do you think Harris will lose a bit of the black vote because she's married to a white dude? Oh, gosh, that reminds me. Did you hear this? Every part of this, just honestly, every part of this made my T levels drop. This is Dome's husband, Doug, being interviewed. I don't know what's gayer and more feminine, the question or the answer.
As being second gentleman.
I'm sorry. I just have to stop on that already right off the bat. Dude, I love my wife, but I think if she ever got elected vice president, I would have to divorce her because I'm not getting called the second gentleman. That's really bad. It's really bad. Ob, if you're listening, don't ever go for it because this is not going to work out for me. Anyway, here it is.
As being second gentleman changed your own view of perceived gender roles or what it means to be a man?
This is something I've thought about a lot and something I've spoken about a lot. There's too much of toxicity. It's masculine toxicity out there, and we've kind of confused what it means to be a man, what it means to be masculine, where you've got...
Hold on, the second gentleman's about to tell us how to be a man.
This trope out there that you've got to be tough and, you know, angry and lash out to be strong. It's just the opposite. You know, strength is how you show your love for people. Strength is how you are for people and how you have their back. And
that was the second gentleman, Doug. I'm actually going to address the, I'm going to answer the email in a moment, but I realize if I'm going to play that for you, I also have an obligation to you. When I play things like that for you about the second gentleman.
As being second gentleman.
Your T levels are dropping. I know. That's why I now need to introduce you to a male vitality stack from Chalk. We're talking a 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. Is that enough testosterone to counteract hearing someone in that voice call someone else the second gentleman? I don't know, but without it, you have no chance whatsoever. Chalk is all natural herbal supplements. They have lots of different kinds. I drink Chalk Lit powder first thing in the morning, and I take a male vitality stack with my breakfast in the morning. And before a workout, I do take Chad Mode, if I'm being honest. But they have everything. They have something for everyone. Fellas, get on a male vitality stack unless you want to be a second gentleman one day. C-H-O-Q. Call them. Text them. 50-CHALK-3000. Tell them I told you to call. They will talk to you. There are dimes on the other end of the line and some dudes, but they're ready to help. They're not just taking orders. They're ready to help. You have questions, they'll answer your questions. 50-CHALK-3000. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't forget, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. J.D. Vance, speaking of walls, before I will get back to the email. I know I'm a little disjointed here, but look, I'm trying. But
my focus is just stay focused.
J.D. Vance has been dynamite. Here he was calling out walls.
What really bothers me about Tim Walz as a Marine who served his country in uniform, when the United States Marine Corps, when the United States of America asked me to go to Iraq to serve my country, I did it. I did what they asked me to do, and I did it honorably, and I'm very proud of that service. When Tim Walz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, you know what he did? He dropped out of the Army and allowed his unit to go without him, a fact that he's been criticized for aggressively by a lot of the people that he served with. I think it's shameful to prepare your unit to go to Iraq, to make a promise that you're going to follow through, and then to drop out.
That's really well done. All right, back to the, let's get through some emails. The guy said, Jesse, I'll come right out and ask, do you think Harris will lose a bit of the black vote because she's married to a white dude? Well, let's talk about something. We tend to, political people do this all the time. I'm guilty of it. You're guilty of it. It's really a human nature thing. We tend to make all-encompassing statements too often. Am I relatively sure that that will bother some black people? Well, yeah, I would assume so. Yeah. Is that going to be a gigantic number? No. People will make excuses to vote however they want to vote. Everyone does this all the time. So, look, if you're a black person and you're a Republican or a libertarian or an anti-communist or something along those lines, you're going to vote for Donald Trump. You would vote for Trump if he was black, white, yellow, brown, whatever the different. You would vote for Donald Trump. If you're a black person who's a Democrat and you've always voted Democrat, your mom has always voted Democrat, it really doesn't matter what Dome's color is. It doesn't matter what color her husband is. You're going to crawl across broken glass to vote for the Democrat. Is this? These are things that We wonder about these things and we make these statements. Like, oh, you know what? Let's make this about Jewish Americans. We've talked about this. I think we talked about it last night. There are a bunch of Jewish Americans who care very deeply about Israel, and they're concerned about the Israel hatred and, frankly, Jewish hatred they see out of the Democrat Party, and they're going to either not vote or maybe even vote for Trump. We see that in some poll numbers across the country. But there are many, many, many Jewish Americans who don't care about Israel at all. It never enters really their mind. Chris has backed this up. My old campaign manager is Jewish. Like all my old friends who are Jewish, my friends who are Jewish, they'll tell me that to this day. That Democrats could come out right now and say, screw Israel. I don't care if Iran bombs them off the map. And it wouldn't sway them even a little bit to stop voting Democrat because Israel's not the main thing. But we can fool ourselves. Like I like to joke with Chris about that just because it makes me laugh and it's inappropriate when I bring up Israel doing something and I point at Chris and I say, you people. It's funny because it's not true. He's not Israeli. He's a freaking American. Not every American Jewish person feels some deep affinity for Israel and the way Israel does things. Many do. Many do. But many do not. So you have to be careful. Always be careful about these all-encompassing statements, right? All right. Hey, Jesse. I guess we're just going to do some of these today. Jesse, three questions for you. What's your favorite part of the chicken? Are you a breast man, a thigh guy? All right. Well, I love breasts and I love thighs. I've always been more of a chicken wing guy, though. I like the wing. I prefer the what, Chris? Everyone knows wings are the superior. It's not a child's answer, Chris. It's a white trash answer. I can't help who I am. You don't like chicken wings? Didn't you just order chicken wings like yesterday? It's not thighs. Look, I love thighs, right? I love breasts. I love wings the most. Wings are probably my favorite. What's my most preferred cut of steak? Ribeye. I used to be a filet man, but then I realized you got to have a little fat. Fat equals flavor, so I'm a ribeye guy. And for the coup de grace, he says Velveeta shells and cheese or Kraft Mac. I love Velveeta shells and cheese, but we've always been Kraft Mac people because you can go to any one of these big box stores and you can get boxes of 100 of Kraft Mac for nothing, for something like 50 cents a box. You can eat on Kraft Mac. If you have Kraft Mac, butter, and milk, and obviously you need to put a bunch of pepper in there like a daggone American. If you have those things, you can eat like a king for ages, but... I need to clarify. I'm sure you probably already know about this, so I don't want to act as if it's breaking news, but maybe it kind of is.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Have you ever had the cheeseburger mac recipe that is made with Velveeta shells and cheese? Most, but you haven't, Chris? Well, I guess, yeah, it probably wouldn't be kosher, but I have, Chris, and it's so good. It's too bad you don't get to have it. Anyway, oftentimes it's on the box, but in this internet age, you can find the recipe on the internet, but there is a cheeseburger mac recipe that pairs with Velveeta shells and cheese. And it is one of the best things I have ever eaten in my life. If you put a big vat of that in front of me or an amazing steak in front of me, I don't know that I would choose the steak. That's how delicious Velveeta shells and cheese is. And here's the kicker. It's even better the next day. You reheat it and it's kind of greasy and those flavors have gotten to know each other. Gosh, I'm freaking starving. All right, we need to go. I'm starving. I'll be right back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. I just want to touch on this story very, very quickly here. This is from the Daily Caller. American jury convicts a man of spying for the Chinese Communist Party. China has been so aggressive with their infiltration of the United States of America, with their infiltration of the military. We have Chinese spies throughout the military. How many times have you read a story about a guy getting busted for sending info to China? And it makes me nervous. And it's not that I think we're going to have open warfare with China. I have a hard time seeing that happening because they need us. We need them. You actually heard BK talk about this a little bit last night. But man, knowing our lack of intel inside China, there was a big story a few years back. We, for some really horrible reasons, our spies we had in China all got rounded up, tortured, and murdered. So our country is full of Chinese spies, and we don't have that many spies inside of China. Man, if God forbid it ever came to something spicy between us and China, they know a lot more about us than we know about them, and that's a problem. You know what else is a problem? The fact that the people who lead the country are all really, really old and drunk half the time.
Whether it's wealth, the first bill that protect our bill,
COVID.
Shots in the arm, money in the pockets.
That's Grandma Vodka. That is not edited. We didn't edit that. The people who lead the country are all either hammered or old and hammered. And man, what a place to be. Let's get to some emails, shall we? Jesse, for the large part, Democrats failed to get Trump in the courts. Hold on, pause. For the most part, they failed. We caught some lucky breaks and some things went our way. Supreme Court ruling in our favor the way they did helped. Honestly, what happened in Georgia was a really, really lucky, we really, really lucked out there. It was the ultimate lucky break because Georgia was the one that was going to send Trump to prison. Fannie Willis ends up having an affair and wasting taxpayer money. She has an affair with the prosecutor who's supposed to prosecute that case. So the case blows up on them before they could try and convict Trump. And remember, because of Georgia's appeals process, the way it works there, the second he's convicted, he goes right to prison. You can appeal from prison. That was the one that was going to send him to prison. So we caught a real lucky break there. And remember, we still have sentencing coming in New York. And I have no idea what they're going to do. House arrest, probation, jail. I don't know what they'll do. So we're not out of the woods yet. Anyway, said for the large part, Democrats failed to get Trump in the courts. Do you think they moved on and put a hit on Donald Trump? I got to admit, it's strange that a 20-year-old was doing the shooting. Look, this, you still have so many questions about the shooting, and I have so many questions about the shooting. And you're going to have to learn, and I'm going to learn to have peace with something, and it sucks. We're going to learn to have peace with not knowing the truth. Our institutions all lie to us at all times. The institutions we should rely on, they've been taken over by filthy, corrupt, selfish, dirty communists, and they lie at all times about everything. The FDA is lying to you at all times about what is safe, what is unsafe. We have video now. Endless amounts of evidence of them admitting on camera they are bribed to approve the food and drugs and pharmaceuticals, the things that you eat and I eat. They're bribed to approve that stuff. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, completely taken over by filthy, rotten communists. And you saw this during COVID. You can't trust what the CDC says. The FBI. Let's talk about the Trump assassination. There's not an independent investigation going on right now. There's not a private investigative team digging into all this stuff right now. The lead on this case is the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So the same organization that did everything it could do in 2016 to stop Trump's election, that did everything it could do and frankly succeeded in 2020 to stop Donald Trump's re-election, That is the organization that has been charged with investigating the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. I don't know what their final report is going to say, but I know I won't believe a single solitary word of it. Why would I believe the Cheka? Why would I believe the secret police agency that's been rounding up pastors and old women for protesting in front of abortion clinics? Why would I ever believe a single word the organization says, the same organization that labeled angry school board moms domestic terrorists? Why would I believe the organization that spent 3.5 years now tracking down peaceful meemaws who sauntered through the Capitol while acting like they can't apprehend Antifa because they wear masks? That is the organization that is charged with telling me and you the truth about what happened during the Trump assassination? You're never going to know the truth. Not just about this. About many things. There are some things. It's not like all hope is lost because of social media, because of independent journalism. There are some truths we'll be able to sift through and discover. There are things that we'll be able to figure out on our own. But the days of being able to go to your traditional institutions and having them tell you the truth, those days are gone. Who was it, Chris? The FDA or CDC, who called ivermectin horse dewormer? I believe it was the FDA, if I remember right. It could have been. It was the CDC, Chris? It was CDC. The Center for Disease Control took a drug that humans had taken successfully by the billions of doses of ivermectin have been taken worldwide. Nobel Prizes were handed out for ivermectin, but because they thought it would hurt Donald Trump in some way, the Center for Disease Control called it horse dewormer and told you not to take it. It's hard to live. It's hard to accept. It's hard to accept that you don't get to know the truth about some things, that I don't get to know the truth about some things. Yeah, that's a good point, Chris. Now the CDC admits it helped stop COVID. Of course. But the truth is, we have to get comfortable not knowing. And I will always wonder. I don't know what happened that day. I don't know if that piece of trash, I refuse to say his name, I don't know if he is a 20-year-old who did a bunch of digging on the dark web, gather enough information on reconnaissance and shooting. And I don't know whether he acted alone, maybe with some internet tutorial help, and came within 2 inches of blowing Donald Trump's head off. I don't know. Maybe that's true. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't. I know. I don't know whether Russia, China, Iran's been trying to assassinate Trump since Trump took out Soleimani. I don't know whether that guy, that shooter, I don't know whether he was Iranian trained. These organizations, they know what they're doing. They could train a man like that to pull something like that off. They certainly know how an assassination works. Maybe Iran did it. I don't know whether the CIA did it. The FBI did it. The Secret Service did it. Name it. I don't know. It could be the Sour Patch Kids. Maybe they did it. I don't believe Sour Patch Kids is guilty of that, but who knows? Remember when we found out the shooter was an extra in a BlackRock ad? Now, is that a complete coincidence? It might be. It absolutely might be. Maybe they just happen to be in Pennsylvania in the same town, and they didn't form any kind of a relationship with an extra. It's not like you form relationships with the extras. And maybe he moved on and it had nothing to do with anything. Maybe it had everything to do with everything. Maybe that's a I don't know. You don't know. And we'll never know. I will tell you what I think. What I think is an untrained 20-year-old didn't do this alone. That's what I believe. Beyond that, I don't know what to believe, and I'll never know, and neither will you. All right? All right. Let's talk about credit cards. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Do not forget, you can email the show. We love your emails. I'm going to get to a bunch of them here shortly. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I just want to again point out, I know we talk about so many issues. Try to focus on what's important. Sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we hit it. I got this one from a Charles Bellello. U.S. credit card debt hit a record $1.14 trillion in the second quarter, rising 11% over last year. Maybe you're buried in credit card debt, maybe you're not, but it's more what this shows. It shows Americans are not making it. They are not making ends meet. They are not keeping up. Now, all the things we talk about, it all kind of pales in comparison when you're not paying the bills, doesn't it? And I know this bothers me so much because I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to have bills outweighing the money you have come in. Remember, I've been out of work before. My life is not all sunshine and roses. It just hasn't been that way. Your life isn't that way. That's not how life works. And I know what that feels like. It's brutal. And to know that there are so many people not making it or barely making it, struggling every day to keep their head above water, freaking guts me. And it's why, and I know it's one of the least popular things you can talk about on the radio is spending, government spending. It's just not a sexy topic. It sounds kind of nerdy and wonky, and it's hard to get people to understand why it matters. Plus, people in general love government spending, Republicans and Democrats. No, build us a new airport. Give us new, we need our stimmy check. We need our this. Americans love those government checks. They just do. So you don't want to talk about spending as much as I do, but I'm never going to stop because that's why you suffer right now. You can't afford eggs because of government spending and printing. I want you to understand that. You're watching your standard of living go down and down and down because they pass trillion-dollar bill after trillion-dollar bill after trillion-dollar bill, and then they just print more money and print more money and print more money, and they're going to try to print more money to get us out of the debt disaster that's coming because the interest on the debt already outpaces military spending, and that problem gets exponentially worse from here. And you're the one who pays. I don't give a crap about anyone in D.C. I really genuinely do not. Even the politicians I like, I don't sit and stress about them. I stress about you. I hate that Americans are having half-empty grocery carts for the same amount they used to pay. I hate that people are having to make decisions in this country on whether to buy chicken or beef instead of both. I hate that Chris has to wonder which kosher meal he's going to eat next. But then again, he was always like that, whether there was inflation or not. Anyway, let's get to some emails. Jesse, bumper music. Who chooses it? This 68-year-old white male loves it. His name is Van. Well, who chooses it? Specifically, Chris would probably try to take credit for it. But you should understand, Chris is a liar. Most of this music comes from my playlist. Yes, it does, Chris. Yes, it does. What? It's not half and half. It's like 75. Okay, Chris picks some of the music, and Michael picks some of the music when he sits in Chris's chair. But I'll just tell you right now. You know how I haven't done this for my whole life. I'm fairly new to this whole thing. I was a radio consumer a long time before I ever sat down behind a microphone because I was always working out of town or driving to work, whether I was working construction or RV sales. I just spent a lot of time in my truck. I was always going to and fro and just trying to nerd out and gain as much wisdom as I possibly can. And so you learn what you like and what you dislike. A lot of what you hear and don't hear on this show, it's because of my years spent listening things that I liked and didn't like. Why don't I take many calls? I think calls have always sucked. For the most part, calls suck. They're boring. Unless you have a fun or funny topic, I don't do many of them because they generally suck. They do. That's why I prefer emails. They're more controlled. That's why? Because every time they'd go to the phones, I'd think, oh, gosh, this is going to suck, and they would. I don't do many guests. If I was listening to somebody, whoever it may be, look, Rush. Rush was a great example. Rush didn't do many guests. I loved that. I didn't want to hear someone else talk. I didn't mind a new perspective when he brought someone in, and I'll bring people in for perspective on specific issues, but the reason I don't do many guests is I very arrogantly assume you want to hear me talk. So I do the talking. Plus, it feels lazy sometimes. You ever hear these shows that have, you know, five guests on, stuff like that? Four or five guests on in a show, in a three-hour show. It almost feels like the host is just kind of mailing it in that day. We did our shows at the RNC when I was at the convention, and we had way too many guests. It's just kind of how it worked there. They come and they drop in your lap, and it was guest after guest after guest. I'm just going to tell you right now, I felt like I cheated you. I did not like those shows. I didn't enjoy the shows. I enjoyed being at the convention. I enjoyed the setup we had there. It was really, really well done by iHeart. I didn't feel like I gave you the best shows. And I was complaining to Chris and Michael about it after the shows. And they would try to tell me, no, it was a good show. And I'd be like, no, that show sucked. I felt like I cheated you. I didn't like it. So that's why I do the show I do. And I always hated bumper music. Back to your question. I thought the lame bumper music sucked. Can we hear some jams? Can we hear something? It's radio. It's an audio product. I want to hear some jams, man. You know what else I want? I want you to get a MyPillow mattress topper for yourself. Mattress toppers. Look, mattresses, you know you're supposed to buy a new one every 10 years. That's what they say. The springs deteriorate. You're supposed to buy a new one. When's the last time you priced a new mattress? My youngest son finally had outgrown the bunk bed we'd stuck him in since he was a child, only now he's a monster, so we had to go bed shopping a couple weeks ago. You can't imagine what they charge for beds out there now. I sounded like Chris in that place. I was mortified at every single price. If you get a MyPillow mattress topper, it's like getting a new mattress. They got them as low as $69.98 right now. It's like it holds you in its wonderful, soft MyPillow hands. And I probably shouldn't have put it that way, but it's really nice. Go get one. They're on sale. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Use the promo code Jesse. They even have queen size premium MyPillows for $19.98. Call them if you want. 800-845-0544. We have an hour left.